Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This tea is piping hot. Get the latest celebrity news first all day long with hot headlines from OKMagazine.com.
Ozzy Osbourne's friend Tom Morello, who collaborated with Black Sabbath on their farewell concert on July 5th, revealed that the legendary rocker knew he was nearing the end of his life before his final performance. In an interview, Morello reflected on Osbourne's farewell, saying the fact he lived to play and feel that love one more time, to do Paranoid, to do Crazy Train. If you've got to go, and I wish Ozzy lived another 30 years, if you've got to go out. It felt like he knew. While Morello deemed Osbourne's death tragic, he noted it was a miracle he lived as long as he did given his history of living on the edge. He added he had been frail for a while but observed that Osbourne still attended events, stating he wasn't on his deathbed. He was just sort of living his life. It was a terrible and tragic surprise. Geezer Butler, Osbourne's Black Sabbath bandmate, echoed Morello's sentiments in a late July essay. He described Osbourne as having become frail, needing support while rehearsing and sitting to sing. I knew he wasn't in good health, but I wasn't prepared to see how frail he was, Butler shared. He recounted how Osbourne was aided into the rehearsal room by a nurse and two helpers, using a black cane adorned with gold and precious stones. Butler observed that the farewell concert set list was taxing for Osbourne. He didn't really say much beyond the usual greetings, and when he sang, he sat in a chair, he noted. After several songs, they could see that the performance was exhausting for him. He also remarked that Osbourne seemed quiet compared with the Ozzy of old. Osbourne passed away on July 22nd, with reports stating that medics attempted to save him for 2 hours without success. His family, including wife Sharon and children Jack, Louis, Kelly, and Amy, released a statement mourning his passing. It is with more sadness than mere words can convey that we have to report that our beloved Ozzy Osbourne has passed away this morning. He was with his family and surrounded by love. We ask everyone to respect our family privacy at this time. Osbourne was 76 years old at the time of his death.
We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the scalding details. For more fiery headlines, visit OKMagazine.com and hit subscribe.